Welcome to your daily devotional, September 11th. Why the world pursues God's servants. 1 Samuel chapter 26 and verse 18. And he said, "Why does my Lord thus pursue his servant? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand?" Saul pursued David without any good cause. There were two reasons why the man of the flesh persecuted God's man. First, Saul was jealous of him because after a great military victory, the women sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands." Second, Saul resented the fact that David was a man of God whose conduct was righteous. When David spared Saul's life, Saul said, "You are more righteous than I." But soon after, Saul forgot about and even resented this fact. We know that the remnant of faithful Christians in a nation preserve that nation. Yet the world has shown its true colors during this pandemic. While we pray for revival in these difficult days and redouble our efforts to preach the gospel and make disciples despite and in accordance with the health restrictions, some in authority have shown their true view towards God's people. Thousands of protesters and rioters, some without masks, even at least one governor and mayor, can stand arm in arm with shout slogans and intimidate people who are minding their own business by either violent or nonviolent means. And somehow, not one case has been publicly attributed to participation in these events. But a peaceful biker event in South Dakota has been condemned in the media as a super spreader event. Even worse, our churches and law-abiding businesses are heavily restricted by government. In California, battles rage on as a few churches are defying absurd edicts and meeting safely in person with masks and distancing all in place. In that same state, there are areas where edicts go further and prohibit Bible study and prayer meetings in private homes. I think we may know why the earthly Lord pursues his or her servants. I suspect it may be the second reason that Saul pursued David. Friends, stand fast in the face of all this. Maintain your testimony, keep your cool, but stand your ground and worship your God. Bow the knee to Jesus and him alone.